Kinga and the Chair Forests. In the early 1990s, they were evicted from their ancestral lands to establish conservation areas, particularly for Goliath tourism. This displacement left them landless, impoverished, and socially marginalized. With limited access to social services and economic opportunities, they're about to face systematic exclusion almost in all aspects in governance and public space. They're about to remain entirely unrepresented in Uganda's governance systems. They have no representation both at local and central government levels. They lack meaningful participation in decision-making processes at both local and national levels. Their voices are unheard in policies that directly affect their lives, including conservation policy and ending cycles of systematic marginalization. AICM calls upon the international community and the United Nations to urge the government of Uganda to implement the affirmative action policies to ensure that the Batwa are represented in the government structures and decision-making bodies. Two, prioritize the compensation and resettlement of the Batwa, ensuring that they gain access to land and livelihood. Madam Chair, Batwa's story is a plain reminder that conservation must never come at the expense of human rights. Thank you.
Thank you. I go now to Bangladesh.
Madam Chair, Bangladesh reaffirms that every Bangladeshi, regardless of religious identity, has the right to practice respective religion or express views freely, ensuring safety and